This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, people at home!
What's up with that?
You ready?
It's the drugs from my generation. And it's a sin, the gods, the fiends, the fraud, the messing with me. Come on.
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it out.
Move to the music, play that fucking music. Move it to the music.
Rollins!
Woo!
Yo ho ho and a bottle of dumb.
Bro.
The new day!
Let me talk to you!
Baby!
If I can be serious for a minute.
For the love of God, stay away from the dipper dogs!
Move to the music, play that fucking music. Move it to the music, yeah.
Acknowledge me.
Welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney, and I am the artist formerly known as Pizza Funny, and I am joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. It's him. It is him. It doth be DPP.
Back after a week off and a long drives. Let's do this. I'm tired.
What did I say? I said last week, I go, yeah, DP. He's like, 401 is not very important. I'll be back in about 99 episodes.
Something that effect.
And joining us as well is the trivia trickster himself. He's funky and phenomenally fresh in oh so many ways. And he's got an awesome Wolfpack t-shirt on. It's AJ Velez.
Yeah, straight off of the WCW. Obviously, this was Andrew.
Got it,
when Dan? He was...
Can we get some Wolfpack?
Oh, boy.
I know you got it.
I gotta
have it somewhere, that howl.
Oh,
the only problem is when you have too many sound bites,
you don't have any sound bites.
Exactly.
What?
Wolfpack is back, cause of mass destruction. Guess who's here? The bad boys are wrestling. Testing competition when the war does the mission. Not no mercy, see the rings like the street. If you don't know, you better find out the Wolfpack. Here to prove a point, number one, best believe that you don't want to test it with them. I'll be there for all of them, coming to ring with them. You're never walking out again. Don't turn your back on the Wolfpack.
Original 1998, this is probably Andrew's when he was like 12, so somehow still fits me, still has the WCW tag on it. Everything else, so it's authentic. It's from Turner, all right.
And now we know how big Andrew was when he was 12.
True, yeah. It's the Adam size.
Or that AJ Belaz has not grown.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, giant baby.
Oh, yeah. You giant baby. All right, DP, you have a story for us. You took a trip across the country, not east to west, but basically north to south, from the southeastern part of Wisconsin to the southernmost tip of the good old grand state of Texas.
I was about to say, I don't envy you because I dread the thought of making a trip to Las Vegas.
North to south,
that's just 8 hours.
About as north as you can start and as south as you can get. Milwaukee, Wisconsin to Corpus Christi, Texas.
Like Yeah, the only other part you could have done that would have been farther north is that little knob that sticks up out of Minnesota.
Maybe. Could have started in the UP or
I
something.
I think that
like
it's
a... That's the tip, right?
No, that...
no it's been Buff, no. Isn't it in New York or something?
The farthest most point in the United States outside of Alaska is that piece of Minnesota, because when you look at a map, the Earth is round, so you're flattening that out. This is why Greenland looks so fucking big. But yeah, if it's higher than Maine, definitely higher than.
I thought Maine was higher, but no. I just looked at a map. So.
See it? You see how I'm right? Unlike Becky Lynch, I would get at least one question right on Jeopardy.
I thought she got none of them right.
And I think it's a celebrity Jeopardy record, not a Jeopardy record. I have to feel like there's people that have gone on Jeopardy to have never gotten a question right.
There has to be. Over the, 40, 60, 50 years? 60?
More than that. Yeah, almost 60. Because I think it started in the mid-60s. So, but I think that was, she got 5 incorrect, none right. Although, sometimes when you play against 2 other really good opponents, which she did, where the other 2 opponents got like 20 and 23 correct answers, it's hard. You don't get in time, you know?
I mean, I love the fact that she played up to it, where it was like she's the first person to get none of them right out of 60 hints and whatnot. And then she just puts it on quick saying, still breaking records no matter what, baby.
Yeah. If you pull up your Apple Maps on your phone, if you have an iPhone, if you zoom out to the northern border that runs across the United States, it'll rotate in a circular motion like you're actually moving, and you can clearly see how that point that sticks out of the central part of northern Minnesota is obviously higher than everything to the west. And then when you move it to the east, you can see how much lower to the south the Great Lakes and even Maine are in comparison. So there you go.
Little Inlet, Minnesota.
What is it?
Angle Inlet, Minnesota.
Okay. There we go. It's
your northernmost.
Learn something new every day. Yeah, hey, ring the bell. So it's known as the Lake of the Woods area.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, there we go. You like apples?
Yeah.
How about them apples, Carlito?
I don't like them apples. Yeah.
I'm more upset that he didn't come to that theme song. He has like a new one now.
Yeah, no more spit in the face.
Oh, spit in the face of people. Yeah, I think that's kind of I don't know.
No more spitting in faces.
I was about to say, I don't care if that's iconic.
It's true. It's damn true. What we're going to do here now, folks, is we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I would do the Big Show sheet thing, but I don't know what the fuck we're going to talk about. You know, we don't like to get into the pay-per-views until the week of. I got a few things we're going to do. I think we're going to run down the dirt sheets and just kind of, I don't know. We haven't done this in 401 episodes, but hell, we've never done a 402nd episode before. So I don't think it's going to be like what Greg and Patrick did on the Greg DeMarco show a couple weeks ago. I think they did like a dirt sheet wrestling news gauntlet match or something. So I don't know if they I guess they just started reading them down and whoever was the winner or something, but I think we'll just kind of make some jokes and make fun of some shit and maybe get into a good conversation. But for now, head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot, pick yourself up a Chairshot t-shirt. Why don't you go ahead and try the promo code Turkey or Thanksgiving this weekend, next week? I'm not sure.
Gobbledygooker.
Head over. Gobbledygooker. Yeah, follow me at PC Tunny. I am the Gobbledygooker.
Actually, they have 10 days of Black Friday to save 50% from the 17th to the 27th.
Well, ring the fucking bell. That starts at the day you should be listening to this show is when it drops. It starts Friday. So head on over there. There's no reason not to pick up a couple. Do not get dad a tie for Christmas. Do not get your boss a tie for Christmas or a mug. If they're a wrestling fan, go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot pick them up a Chair Shot t-shirt. With the savings, you can get two for under $30. You get it in soft style, feels good on your skin, feel good, look good, you're good to go. That's ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. DWI 402, DP, AJ, PC, Alphabet Soup, full effect. We'll be right back.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
I think you should trade a brother or a receiver this week, DP.
Do you need one?
I don't know what I need.
I got plenty.
I was feeling so good. I was feeling so good until week 8 and 9. I went 1-17 over 2 weeks. And it was like, and I was still over 500. And then thank God I went 8-1 last week. But yeah. Oof. What'd you think of that trade in Double S made?
That's solid. I guess good. It's good both ways.
I didn't think anybody would have a problem with it.
No.
Saquon and Hawkinson for
Mahomes.
Mahomes and Najee Harris.
Yeah, works out nice. You still got bad. Stroud.
Oh.
Still got a solid
game. Yeah,
play
I traded
right
Mahomes and Harris. Yeah. So
good to go.
We'll see.
Does anyone have the what the fuck is his nickname now? Josh Dobbs, the passer not?
Yeah.
That you guy. Have him, Tony? Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at fantasy sports. So is DP. He's just having a bad year.
I'm middle of
he
the pack.
DP studied for an auction draft and then ended up with what pick did you have in the draft? 8, 7?
Fifth or sixth.
I
was ready for an auction draft, wanted an auction draft, and at the last minute we went to a snake draft, and I hate him, and I wasn't ready, and I did not get any of the guys I wanted to get.
Yeah. I was about to say, is it a snake draft where at least that was the end of it, and then you just get the next pick right after? But yeah.
So
yeah,
Ray Cashington's over there though had the number one overall pick and took Justin Jefferson. So you can imagine how his season's going. It's going fucking great. He's dominating. There's no chance of him not winning the fucking $100 fucking regular season.
Whoa! You don't know that. You don't know that.
Just get Jefferson back. There's only four weeks left. You can only
a specific
get back.
Reason. I'm gonna tell a story of mine. There's a specific reason why Andrew refuses to play fantasy football anymore, and it's because he had
against Michael Vick in that game where Vick scored like 70 points in the second half. Because I was playing him too.
No, I don't know how many years ago this was. Big Ben was still there. Big Ben was his quarterback, and we had the decimal point system to our stuff too. Mm-hmm. Ben took 3 knees at the end of the game. Andrew lost to me by 0.2. So he refuses to play fantasy football because he calls total BS on that. Because it needs usually like a yard or a half a yard to just add it up. So he's like, you forgot to put a fucking defense and special teams in and you still beat me? No.
That sounds like some of the league shit. Sounds like
it really does. I call Taco.
We might. Yeah! You can't. No, we're not doing it. If you like it, we're not doing it. Never mind. Scratch that. Fuck that.
I love Donald. Fuck you.
Call you O-Cat.
No. Let me be Taco, damn it.
Hey, you are. You're O-Cat. You'll figure it out eventually.
Oh.
Oh, it's Taco backwards.
I'll just get my guitar and sing a birthday song to a kid.
All right, are you guys ready for this fun thing we're about to do here? Do you got any theme music you can start us off with here, DP? Anything you want to pick? Anything?
Oh boy!
As we run down the dirt sheet, I can. While you're looking, I can. The drummer got tired. Do we need to bring in another one?
Weird music.
Oh my god! What? Pretty good joke, but from the perspective of a female comic. Oh my god, that drum is the same as my husband. It can only last for 8 seconds.
Nope.
All right, anyway.
Meh.
The nanny.
Speaking of drummers.
There we go. Nice rim job. Shot.
God damn it. Yeah, you good there with your Russian ad-lib there? The fuck was that?
That was on fucking one of the Dirt Sheet websites, and it was fucking douchebag. Vince Russo.
Yeah, bro.
All right, here you say douchebag about wrestling quote-unquote journalists. That narrows it down to still all of them.
No, that time I was just using it for someone who was actually that.
Bro,
I don't know
what you're talking about, bro.
MJF, and I quote, Tony Khan is trying his hardest to keep me in AEW. Here comes the rest of it. It's just me being... Nope. There we go. Tony Khan is definitely trying his hardest to keep me here. There are a lot of things about All Elite Wrestling that I like, but there's also a lot of things about WWE that I like. What I'm most interested in is...
Money. Okay, it took Dan a while to find a theme. We had 2.5 drummers.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Here comes the money. What do you guys think? You think MJF is WWE bound? When is his contract up? Is it early this next year?
I think it's sometime next year. I don't know if it's early or mid next year, though. I know it's 2025. That's about it.
Oh, okay. So he's under contract through 2024.
I, for some reason, thought we were in 2024. What the fuck?
Close enough.
I need to drink more.
Sure. I mean, what do you guys think? You think he's WWE bound? He's young. That's the thing.
Yeah, he's 27. He can go to WWE by that time. He'll be 29, somewhere around there, depending on when.
All right, so who did Tony Khan sign that shows up at the pay-per-view Saturday to sign their contract? Is it Ospreay?
No, it's Dolph Ziggler.
Really? I would assume it's Nick Nemeth.
Okay.
Or I don't think it's Ospreay.
I mean, he's got that, he's a free agent, right?
That or it's going to be some random like ROH guy like Flip Gordon or something.
No, the quote was like, someone's coming to sign a contract that everybody on the AEW roster like knows and respects or something like that.
That still could be someone from ROH.
Is a fan of and respects. No, it's someone that's not in AEW right now. It's got to be.
Yeah.
I think, Ziggler makes sense. I just think it's a bigger deal than a couple of the other names you've thrown out there. Like, it's got to be an Ospreay. It's got to be a Ziggler. I mean,
Sasha Banks, right?
Sasha Banks.
Oh, yeah, Sasha Banks was also a name that got thrown around. Mercedes Moné.
Sasha.
I feel like it has to be, like, a bigger deal.
Speaking of Sasha Banks, did you hear Snoop Dogg quit smoking?
Bullshit. What?
Swear to God, he puts that on social media.
No.
That's crap. That'd be like if I quit drinking on the show.
I was about to say.
This
come
is
on,
an
BWI,
yeah.
And see,
anybody remember?
See if you don't get drunk under the table if you try to stay with me. Like people go on Snoop and try to fucking smoke with Snoop.
This feels like
you
ever see the movie Uncle Buck?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
When he stopped smoking. Yeah, stop smoking cigarettes. I'm on the cigars now. Like, what?
There you go. Who, Uncle Buck?
Two and a Half Men. I stopped drinking. You have a beer in your hand.
Yeah, that's
not true. Is it still alcohol?
Alcohol. Don't drink it. Cocktails.
Yeah, I didn't have a drink last week on the show, DP.
He didn't, yeah. He wasn't feeling well. He didn't drink at all.
My God.
I had to do the beer crack.
Wow, I had the flu last week. I missed a couple days of work and everything.
Brutal.
Yeah.
That sucks.
But we still got out here for 401. Last minute DJ signal. Bring him in for trivia.
Nice.
the side soup of the alphabet soup.
There we go. Yeah. Not the soup of the day, but you know.
what?
He's like split pea with ham.
Like the spoon.
I like DJ. I don't like split pea, so he's got to be something else.
Like the dumpling.
All right,
dumpling.
Let's keep going. We talking about Becky Lynch. Here's one: Arn Anderson on WCW mistakenly splitting up the Hollywood Blondes.
Mistakenly.
WCW did a lot of things wrong.
Well, to be fair, I was about to say, to be fair, this is the early 90s, and then I remembered Kevin Nash as Oz, so no, continue.
He talks about how we would have kept the Blondes together. I'd have let the fans turn them a baby face a year down the road, but we did not get their best. We would have gotten their best in the course of the next year on whether their breakup made him think Austin would make his way to the main event. Well, I think he would have got there anyway, but I mean, Austin was just, he had it. It was just a question of when.
Yeah, but was it before or after the breakup where Steve won the United States Championship? Because I know at some point he had the U.S. title or the television title, one of the two. I can't remember.
I think it was the TV title.
But he still had the championship for a good amount of
time. Yeah, but the problem with that gets old with guys after a while. They know where the money is, and they know that that's not necessarily leading. Like, they're wondering why they're not making money with the top guys, right, at that time. So, hey, whatever. It's all hindsight. It all worked out. Arn Anderson's right, though. You know, you could have turned them babyface, and the fans would have ate that shit up just because the guys were talented. How about this? Nick Aldis on his CM Punk comments were taken out of context. So the BBC quoted, there is a way for him to compete in the WWE. And that made it seem like Aldis was like in that camp for that. What he actually said was, he's built and cultivated a huge fan base. He sells a ton of merchandise. He moves numbers. He sells tickets. He puts butts in seats. Call me old fashioned, but that trumps everything else. There is a way for him to compete in WWE, and I think that it can be done. That's where they took the quote out of the middle of what he was saying. And I think there is a way it can be really good for business for everybody, and I will wait with bated breath like everyone else to see if it happens. But if it does, I'll be excited and involved. There you go.
Wrong with that.
No.
That's 100% true. I mean, like, that, you know, There's a way to make money with him. Doesn't mean you like it. Doesn't mean my opinion wise, you know, just because I don't want him to see him back because I think he's a cancer doesn't mean you guys talked about it a couple of weeks ago. Like, it's money. It's still money. And if you do it right and you keep, there's definitely a way for him to come back.
And he's not going to be, it's not going to be like AEW, and it's not going to be like it was back in his big run back in WWE. Those things just aren't going to happen, right? He's older. The business has changed a little bit, and he would be coming to a company that is actually has a structure and a good one, as opposed to a company that's still trying to figure themselves out. I'll be nice and say it that way.
Yeah, I'm in the same regards as Dan, where I don't like him because I think he's a locker room cancer around everybody, but it's still a name. It's still money. We know for a fact next week they're going to chant his name to Tim, like from Chicago all the way to Timbuktu. People still want to see him. It will still draw eyes, so it works. There's, you know, the old saying is never say never in WWE.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine if MJF signs with WWE next year? When MJF signs with WWE next year? And if CM Punk goes to WWE as well?
Punk's around. Here's my thing. Like, I feel
I still
like
work with a bunch of fucking kids. I'm tired. I'm old.
I think the fact that the writers and actors strike is over helps CM Punk, because if you had Rock penciled in for that against Roman, and I don't know how much I believe that would happen anymore. CM Punk is perfect because of the Paul Heyman factor. It's as simple as fucking that. Like, bring him in. You want your main event? You want your night two? Go for it. You're not going to win. Then he can come back and go on the other side. You got to sing with Seth. They have had words in the past and over media outlets in recent years. You can do that too. I just, there's too much money to be made on both sides. You hit it on the nose, DP, and that's kind of where we're at with this thing. And that's what everybody's saying. So I don't know.
Give him not Brock Lesnar, but more of what Edge was doing, you know, when he made his comeback, you know, not at every show, but a little bit more than maybe what Brock Lesnar's contract, you know, what he was doing. You'd be perfect. Honestly, perfect amount, I think, for him to come in and do that.
You can even just have him, put him on a roster and just have him show up to TV and PLEs. He would do that. He'd show up every week. I don't know how much he would love to work 3-4 days a week. He might work bigger house shows, but I'm sure it'd be a limited date kind of thing. But I think he'd be like an every week kind of guy. Maybe miss once every other month ish.
Yeah, that like maybe, because I think they're doing brand pay-per-view, PLEs, whatever. They're doing brand stuff again. Because I don't know if you guys saw, Backlash is going to be in France next year. And they said it's either the SmackDown or the Raw branded one.
Are they switching after WrestleMania next year? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just saying what I saw.
I don't think get rid of the fucking brands already. Like, or keep the brand, obviously the shows, but like the roster is the people that work for WWE. Like, why do they have to be specific to one night? The shows can be so much better on each side.
I'm just saying what I read. That's all.
I'm just telling you how I feel.
No, that's fair. But, I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing, you know, Punk go to, like, every other PLE if that's the case or something like that. Like, he can still work the week to week.
You have the big four or five that you're both anyway, so I get that. All right,
my joke was going to be, do we see Punk actually doing a main event either week one or day one or day two? Because I know that was his biggest gripe of, I never got a main event.
Well, yeah, I do. If he comes back, why would the perfect thing, if I don't have the Rock for Mania, it's Roman and Punk. I mean, why wouldn't you do that? Here, Cody Rhodes isn't sure he'll paint his face for War Games. Quote, I have PTSD. He really hated Stardust, didn't he?
I mean, wasn't that part of the contract? Don't mention Stardust. Supposedly.
At some point, he should embrace it. The fans would go crazy for it.
He does embrace it. He does the cartwheel.
Yeah, DP's got it.
Yeah.
Nice. Looking good. Looking good. He's got the wrestling figure.
I mean, he still does the cartwheel and the hand motion. He can...
He hasn't done that in a long time.
He embraces it to an extent. He did it at Mania. Not this Mania, the return Mania against Seth. Oh,
that's too long ago.
Okay.
The Undertaker quote, "I wish I got the chance to wrestle Andre the Giant," unquote. Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah.
Not me. I also wish you would have got a chance to wrestle Andre the Giant.
I
would have sat and had a beer and watched that. DC Tony versus Andre the Giant.
Make it happen.
You would have just watched me run away.
No, the real match.
He wins via count out.
If we're talking
2 hours, that's it. Two hours.
The real match would be PC Tunney versus Andre at a beer drinking contest. Just drinking beer at the bar would be interesting.
Can Tunney drink 128 beers?
Not in one night.
Just in a sitting.
I can easily. So we'll say what? Let's say what? 4 hours?
4 hours of what? Drinking?
Of drinking against Andre?
In 4 hours, I could drink and still be, like, alive. Because I could drink a lot quick and die. I could probably... I could probably drink a case, 24-pack in 4 hours. Be fine. But Andre could probably drink 2 cases in 4 hours and be fine. And then also be drinking wine and everything else.
Yeah, I was about to say, from everything that I've read, Andre's like the Wade Boggs stories where he drinks amount of, yeah.
Oh, God. Here's the thing. I've said for a long time, I had a tag team dream match and a singles dream match. And well, now I'll never get either. Usos and the Briscoes and Andre and Brock Lesnar. But if you're going to make a dream match for Andre out of somebody outside of his era in which he was capable of performing, Taker's a great fucking call.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
No, you know, he was still capable of performing early in Taker's career and Taker was around, but like they never were even close to working with each other.
I think they might have like talked to each other once, maybe twice from what Taker said before in an interview, but Taker... We're going to exclude the El Gigante match from 9, but he usually works pretty well with bigger guys, too. Like, you know,
well,
Kane, Diesel.
That was Taker's fault. I would say this, though, like, if...
Hell, even Kali.
a prime Andre against a prime Taker would be maybe one of the greatest matches ever, but who do you put heel?
Taker.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Really?
Taker could play the heel.
Gotta be.
So you're going to take...
Okay, wait. Here's the thing. Where are we saying Taker?
No. Stop. You're going to take Bobby Heenan away from Andre the Giant is what you're going to do. Because Heenan's not managing a face Andre.
No, he's not. So I would probably do that with... The other thing is, what are we saying is prime Taker?
Somebody change your mind.
No one changed my mind. I'm asking, what is prime Taker to you?
Whatever you want it to be.
Because it could be Ministry of Darkness Taker. It could be 07 Taker.
Andre's got to be the bad guy, so he has Heenan. DP, what do you think? Who do you agree with?
Andre heel with Heenan. Taker, Taker baby face with Paul Bearer. Gotta be.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not dissing Heenan, obviously.
And Andre, it's perfect because at coward heel, Andre is scared of the urn.
Yeah.
Scared of the casket.
Yokozuna style.
Right? Yeah, oh, that's perfect.
Okay, all right.
In this casket, not for fucking Kamala's big ass. This is for the Andre the Giant. So it's like just about to be SummerSlam. He goes, "This should be done for WrestleMania."
Give me 6 months.
Yeah. With that, yeah, no, that works.
You're gonna need a bigger casket.
Okay, I got two more. Gunther thinks he outgrew the WWE Intercontinental title. Now, is that something he's saying in character or something he believes? Is the first question I have.
I think that's more character, which even if it wasn't, that's still great because he knows he can do more, which he can do more. We've seen him do more with just alone in the ring without the title.
I think it's in character as well. I think it's, I feel like he's trying to say he's ready for that, you know, next level thing, but I think he respects it too much. Like, he knows, you know, that he's making this title great again. So he's not going to try and make it seem like he's better, he's bigger than the title or anything like that, you know, like in real life.
And he's not. Because the Intercontinental title has always been a well-respected, prominent title. It's probably the best title you can hold besides the world championships, in my opinion, inside of WWE. I'd rather win the IC title than win the AW title, the TNA title, the IWGP title. But that's what WWE means to me, right? But regardless, whether or not you agree with me on those heavyweight championships from those different federations, wrestling companies, you still agree that after you get rid of the heavyweight championships, that's the number one secondary title. The history, the lineage, the matches it's provided, the people who have held it that are all over the world right now, still wrestling and not even in WWE, and proud to tell you that they've been that champion. I feel like even in character, it's disrespectful. Because did Gunther bring back your anticipation for the Intercontinental title scene? Yes. But in no way did he make that title. In fact, him being the IC, if he wasn't the IC champion for the last however months he's been, and he's just out there having these great, you don't necessarily think of him as that next person step up, right? And I think what he's done is gotten that title back to where it should be, is you're the next in line. The whole roster split doesn't really pay homage to that, but I don't. That's just how I felt, because I read that today and I was like, you know, that seems ungrateful. I know you're a heel, but I'm not upset about it in the way that I'm mad at your character on the TV and I'm going to brute one way or the other. I'm upset about it from, I think you should have given it a little more credit.
I think he does give it credit, because the rest of the bump, I think it was, that he was on, he said, Ultimate Warrior was not a wrestler. He was more of a showman.
It was on the 10 Count podcast.
Oh, it was a different thing? Okay. Because I remember he said something where he was like,
the Warrior thing was in character.
Yeah, no, without a doubt.
I seen that.
But, I mean, I don't think he's disrespecting the Intercontinental Champion. He's a heel. He's supposed to kind of have the Intercontinental Championship. But he's supposed to be the dickhead. He's supposed to... you know, say something a little out of line.
I agree. I'm just saying, you're walking a fine line there. DP, what do you think?
Yeah, it definitely is. That's why I think it's definitely was an in-character thing, because he's not going to disrespect anything like that. And, you know, that's the workhorse title. That's why I think, you know, him having it and what they've been doing with him has brought it back into where it should be. And that's always been what it was to me, is that's your next in line for the title shot. And I, you know, feel like he was just trying to make that point, like, I'm the next guy, you know, not necessarily disrespecting anything or disrespecting the title, but saying like, just, hey, remember, I'm the next guy, you know?
All right. Last one. Kenny Omega quote, AEW still has the best big match pay-per-views for in-ring quality on the planet, unquote. DP?
Well, I don't watch AEW, so I would disagree. that's tough. I don't know I don't watch the matches. You know, I get where they're, I guess I get where he's coming from, because I think a lot of the AEW matches are more based on in-ring action and a lot of high spots and a lot of back and forth big moves, which isn't always great necessarily when it comes to a wrestling match. I'm more into the psychology and the moves make the moves matter, make the moves mean something. I think NXT does a really, really good job with matches and in-ring action as well. So it'd be, I guess I would have to watch some AEW stuff a little bit more to make an argument one way or the other, because I would disagree with him at this point, because I don't watch it. And I love NXT's matches for sure. And I think the main roster matches have become much better recently.
A lot of AEW has the OMG spots and amazing flips and shit and all that. Obviously, here we don't really care about that, but there's a niche that likes that. I'm not trying to go full cornet here. That's my thing. I'm not trying to go full corny here. I'm disagreeing because I have watched a couple of like highlights of AEW, and I don't really see it, because one of the main things that drew me into wrestling was storytelling, and they have little to none, no storytelling whatsoever. So I don't know if that's just Kenny being the executive vice president that he is saying that to try to draw people in, because I know Jericho says the same thing, but Jericho would also probably say like, hey, WWE kind of does this a little better if he wasn't paid by AEW to say it.
Oh, you almost got there. You almost got there. Because what I heard was, we kind of suck, but we have good pay-per-view matches.
I mean, yeah, no. Like I said, I'm trying not to go full corny. It's coming out. I just don't have any Sprite on me.
It's coming out. That's what she said. Before we go to break, how do porn stars get paid?
By the load.
DP, do you have an answer?
Bag full of nickels.
You're listening to DWI 402, PC Tunney, DPP, AJ Belaz. Don't forget to head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. When we come back, we'll have trivia and porn stars get paid in cum.
Now a word from my god, our sponsor.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Ah, there's the tunny crack from the can. Because apparently I didn't do it good last week.
No.
Damn. Okay.
That's what she said.
I don't even think I had a beer can. I think I had a soda can. That's why.
Yeah, that's what was disgusting about it.
At least it wasn't a bottle.
I was about to say, I don't usually drink beer out of a can.
Okay, well, just ask the questions, funny man.
I like your magic words, funny man. All right. Dan, since you came back from your exciting trip to Tejano, I'll let you pick one, two, or three.
Damn it.
That was a long car ride. You might need to drop.
It was
my deuce.
A very long car ride.
It was. Oh. Got a little nervous. I got a little nervous around like hour 10, 12. I had to take a road game.
I don't even know why we have a bag.
I did.
Nobody seems in the bag.
We did stop at a truck gas station. I got to see someone do a horse bath, so that was interesting.
That happens, yeah.
P&P, everybody. P&P.
I'll take door number three, I guess.
Pants and Austin.
All right, this is a fun question, which I'll give a hint if it's that
True.
Difficult.
Seven. B.
Impact Wrestling.
Who is the only wrestler that has no wins, no losses, but one draw in Survivor Series history? Would you like a hint before we start the music?
No, just wins. Just play the music. I don't know, but play the music.
All no right. hints. The hint might help.
I don't know the answer. The hint will help DP. I don't know who has a draw in Survivor Series. Like, well, it's a match. It's gotta
there's
be a
handful of people.
Well, which Survivor Series, 96 or 97?
One of them. It's 96.
Ah!
I remember it's 96.
Hold on.
There's only one that ever?
There's only one person that's 0-0-1.
I'm gonna change my answer. Right.
Let's see if people got this answer. Let's see if people got this answer right. Owen, Mabel. This is why I was saying, do people want a hint? Because it's neither of those guys.
Fine, give us the hint, and now we'll go for half a point.
This person played a character that no longer was in the WWF at that time. In 96.
This person played a character that was no longer in the WWF at the time. That doesn't make any sense.
Oh my god.
How does that not make sense?
I know. Is it a...
It was a fake.
Yeah. Was it Fake Diesel?
Oh, the fake... No, it's the Underfaker.
The Under... No. Razor Ramon. Fake Razor Ramon.
It was Fake Razor, yeah. Rick Bogner.
I was like, let me go down the line. The Nacho Man, the Huckster.
The Huckster. All right, I would imagine no points accrued there.
No.
Both went over.
I just read that and I'm like, oh, that's interesting. And then I read who it was and on the record it says Razor Ramon number 2. And I'm like, who the fuck is Razor Ramon number 2? Oh, Rick Bogner.
Yeah. Nice.
All right. What did DP pick? Which question?
3.
I'll take, he's going to do it this week. He missed last week. It's his punishment. Question number 1.
Fair enough.
Some might call it a relief.
get the funnel because Dan needs
to. First time you list sort of when you need them. R-O-L-I-D-S.
Apparently it's
All right. This is a weird one, but there's only one person that's done it. Who is the only person to become a tag team champion without having to compete in both TNA and WWE?
What?
Freebird rule, substitute. It's a very obvious answer when you think about it.
I got the hint.
What, from substitute and Freebird rule? I'm not gonna shut up. This is my segment. You think I'm gonna shut up on my segment?
It's gotta be newer. It's gotta be newer.
I think he was there.
All right, let's see if we got the answers here. Dan trying to find the code. Dan says, Tunney says Xavier Woods. Did the code help you with the up, up, down, down? Because it is Xavier Woods.
Well, I knew that Big E was the one that won the tag titles with Kofi.
With Kofi. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when Pac-Man Jones won the TNA tag titles and he couldn't appear, Consequences Creed was...
I knew that he was in TNA, that's why.
Yeah. All right. So, last question. Dan, what number are you picking? Just so we can hear it for everyone in the...
Son of a biscuit.
Call me old-fashioned, everyone, but I like a dump to be as memorable as it is devastating.
Thanks, well, Ben.
Well played, DP. Well played. DP stands for dropping poops.
Dropping poops. So if we have a tiebreaker, this is actually going to be a tiebreaker question. What male wrestler has the best win-loss record in Survivor Series? They are undefeated, but which male wrestler has the best record of blank and O?
Oh, do we need the wrestler or the...
The wrestler.
Okay.
Tiebreaker.
If we have a tiebreaker, I have a tiebreaker.
I get it. It has to be more than one thing.
Tunney is waving his hand.
That was my first thought. He was going to be Hogan, so I went the other way. I went Taker.
Taker has the most wins, Dan, but he has lost some Survivor Series.
Bullshit.
And Hulk is not the answer.
I still win. Yeah!
You do still win.
Fucking over. I could care less what the fucking record is. Tunney wins! Spread the news! Extra, extra! Read all about it! PC wins trivia!
Bobby Lashley.
Fuck Bobby Lashley. I win. I don't know. You want to take a commercial break? Go ahead.
Just for you, Max.
Jeez. Yeah, there you go. Good shout out.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
I got nothing for last call. This is a great show, by the way. Make sure you tune in next week for an even better one.
Yeah, I know, right?
Survivor Series time.
I was about to say, last call for me was two High Lifes and some moonshine with some soda. That was my last call.
Let's. What you drinking? Go ahead, fucking.
Drink it in, man. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Pour my beer down the sink. I got more in the trunk.
You all heard me talk about it before. Hop Slam is out, so I'm going to pick up a few cans this weekend. Nothing like Mel's Hop Slam, 10%. Drink it down. AJ, what are you drinking tonight? Because I know DP's probably got something that he's going to grab out of the fridge there that he probably brought back from Texas.
I got two High Lifes and
a champagne
of beers. And I actually have a coworker that does make his own moonshine. This one supposed to be coffee flavored. I could just taste the straight alcohol, but I also got a second coffee and a corn one. I've yet to do that one, but hey, I'm not blind. It's made by him. I had a good time drinking it. And Chantel and I's brother are most likely going to get an advent calendar of beer that is over at Costco.
Yes.
I don't know if it's over with you guys, but there is a Costco advent calendar for beer, and I'm so goddamn tempted.
Go for it.
The Dillinator's done it.
Like stocked up there.
Did. So, yeah, we just got back. We were in Austin for most of the trip, so we got the Austin Beer Works brand, an Oktoberfest here.
Well, there you go. Okay, cool fall can with the orange and yellow color.
We got an Austin Amber here. I'm going to try. Very nice.
I'm not going to lie. The more that you're saying Austin and you were in Texas, I'm expecting a Stone Cold IPA somewhere.
And then a Shotgun brand Texas Pilsner. So, got a couple different ones to try here. The Army Camouflage Band.
Yeah.
A couple different ones to try.
Looks good. Looks good. Yeah, and then I messaged DP, but he wasn't on the show. It was the weekend. It was after the 400th episode. But yeah, I picked up the old.
You did pick up the
for 100, yeah. And the coolest thing is you get Walt Disney as a minifig. So
interesting. I didn't think they were going to do that.
DP, do you have the hoopty yet from the Marvels or no?
I do not have that.
Just what you're drinking; it's what you're building.
Right. One of the. Nice things about being in a different state and going to a different Costco is you find different Legos for sale. So that was cool. We got one of the nice discount here. The Endgame Final
nice
Battle.
Marvel one.
Endgame Final Battle. Have you seen the new Avengers Tower that is like 5,000 pieces and you get Kevin Feige as a minifig?
Yeah, when that comes out at Thanksgiving, I'm buying that.
Are you?
Yeah. I think I have to. That looks fantastic.
That's great news that I don't have to. You know what? If you're gonna buy that, I'll grab the hoopty this weekend when I head over to Target.
Sweet.
All right.
Yeah, I gotta stop by that local store that's around here that has a bunch of Legos to it.
Uh oh. He's getting the fever.
I've had the fever for a while.
There's more bricks. All right, that's all we got for you this week, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Next week, we should have a really cool show. It might be a little bit of a mix-up, mash-up kind of show. You'll just have to tune in to figure out what that means. But for now, AJ, let everybody know where they can find your ass.
Well, you can find my ass all over the social media interwebs at PhenomenalAJB. That'll be AJB in all caps. Also, don't forget to head on over to thechairshot.com because we're not just podcast galore, we are articles galore. Sports entertainment, you name it, we got it all over there. And also you can find all of our wonderful podcasts there as well, along with all of your podcasting services.
You can find me all over the worldwide social media interwebs, and it's me, DPP, as well as this show, Podcast DWI on the Twix, and facebook.com/DWI podcast.
There you go. We did it again. 402nd edition of the podcast known as DWI. Don't drink and drive. Drink and podcast. You can follow me at PC Tunney. And like I said, Chair Shot Radio Network on all of your favorite streaming platforms. Don't forget to check it out. Like AJ said, we got sports, we got entertainment, and we got sports entertainment. Until next time, keep it real. Why does they keep it real?
When keeping it real goes wrong.
Hey.
Don't be a square.
Income.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.